right, Dominica, before we move to the controversial subject at hand, let's find out just what is happening in Florida, especially Lee County, where the experts say hundreds may be dead. Let's listen to this report from Fox News.
With a Fox weather alert, which is indeed heartbreaking. According to the Lee County Sheriff, death toll may be in the hundreds.
Let's take it again.
Heartbreaking. According to the Lee County Sheriff, the death toll may be in the hundreds. Ian making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane in Cayo Costa, which is in Lee County. Ian, which is now a tropical storm, is hitting central Florida, where people are bracing for severe flooding that is ongoing. Fox News correspondent Phil Keating is live in Tampa. Phil.
Good morning. Yeah, we're trying to update some new information on that Lee County story, with the sheriff basically confirming that fatalities would be in the hundreds. He said that this morning on another network's morning show. We do know that part of the Sanibel Causeway did collapse. Not sure if that is directly connected, but there is still, with the hurricane that is now a tropical storm, Ian, still a major rain, wind, and storm surge threat, primarily now along the I-95 corridor along Daytona Beach, Jacksonville area before the storm system moves north. Here in Tampa, you know, it's pretty calm right now, a little chilly, about 70 degrees, surprisingly, but the rain has stopped. It's all moved out east, but it was a pounding night of rain and wind here last night. Category 4 Hurricane Ian made landfall at 3 o'clock-ish, just north of Fort Myers on Cayo Costa, a barrier island near Sanibel, just outside of Fort Myers. That entire region is now dealing with power outages. In fact, there are 2.5 million statewide without electricity right now. And as one would expect, most of that is where the Category 4 hurricane slammed ashore. This is the website Power Outage US, which tracks these outages. About 50,000 utility crews, including many from out of state, are now trying to get everyone back on the grid. In Placida, Florida, where landfall happened in Charlotte County, here's the whiteout eye wall as the storm and its 150 mile an hour winds slammed ashore. Most of the Southwest Florida corridor is under a flood advisory all the way until Saturday. That will likely spread further northeast as the system and the rains and the storm and the flooding all move in that trajectory. All of this water must recede, hence the flood advisory. The bulk of the rain and wind right now spans from the Orlando area to the I-95 corridor on the east coast of Jacksonville. And lastly, the NFL has now selected the Minnesota Vikings football stadium as a location just in case this Sunday's game here in Tampa between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can't be played because of the hurricane. Still not certain for that.
Phil Keating, thank you very much for the update.
Again, just not sure of a number just yet. But hundreds predicted to have died following Hurricane Ian that devastated parts of Florida. Keep following that story, bring you the updates as they come along.
It's time to turn up the heat in football. The Dominica Football Association, in partnership with the Central Cooperative Credit Union, presents the Central Boys Under 15 League 2022. October 1st at the Stock Farm Football Complex. 18 clubs from around the island will take part in the Central Boys Under 15 League. Promises to be a blast. The heat is on. Who's gonna win the Under 15 Boys Championship? 53 games, 65 awards. Who is gonna be champion? So, on October 1st, come to the Stock Farm Football Complex to witness Under 15 Boys in action. Heat, heat, heat. More heat in football. Football, football, football. Goal!
Madam Boboy Madi, Laukali, it is called Rice and Company. Yele Rice and Company, the only company I know with rice was cooking water and back and neck. Mawi di last valley shocky. I said Bryce, it is all the plus nefla where you have a roofing material and seamless gutter ring. Yes, 24 gauge governors, all colors. Ever open nipple gas peel agent, they program the computer to give you the exact size you want. And the seamless gutter ring, aluminum, that can better withstand the elements you have in a easy way. So no leaking after a while. And so much more. Bryce and Company, the by a bank close to the old mill at Enfield. Telephone is 617-2468.
One 16 into the afternoon time. We are following a major case in Dominica, where the judge in the case has reserved judgment, so it will come. So one particular group, thing referring to themselves as Miradom, is that what it is? On a constitutional motion filed against the Attorney General of Dominica and the Bishop of Roseau, the Methodist and Anglican Church, as interested parties. Let's listen again to some of the facts presented, some of the arguments brought forward by both sides. Reported on by Mr. Curtis Matthew of DBS Radio.
The High Court has reserved judgment in a court matter challenging Dominica's buggery laws. The challenge to certain sections of the Sexual Offences Act was taken to court by a Dominican man. The matter was heard in court on Wednesday. The LGBT community has said sections of the Sexual Offences Act infringe on their constitutional rights and want the court to declare the section null and void. Attorney for the Dominican man who took the matter to court, Carol Shillingford Marsh, told the court the claimant's right to association in Section 1B makes reference to freedom of conscience, of expression and association. She said there is a general right to association. She pointed out that Section 11 says except with his own consent, a person shall not be hindered in the enjoyment of his freedom of association and assembly, that is to say, his right to freely associate with other persons, particularly to form or belong to a trade union or other association for the protection of his interests. But Dr. David Dorsett, who is representing the Attorney General, said Dominica's constitution does not have an order status clause. Maybe if it had, the question of sexual orientation could apply, but it's not there. You cannot force it in. For better or for worse, it is not there. He said, the law does not discriminate between men and women. The law in section 14 and 16 is gender neutral. It applies across the board to men and women. Dr. Dorsett argued that if we don't maintain that thinking and that construction, we are going down a slippery slope into absurdity, because what then would be the categories of sex? Not male and female, but homosexuals and heterosexuals. He said that is not what is envisioned by the word sex in the Dominica Constitution. He added that when one looks at section 14 and 16 in the Sexual Offenses Act, the language is gender neutral. Justice Kimberly Sinag Fulgens thanked the parties for their level of presentation and said she will communicate with them as soon as the judgment is ready.
Written by men and not God. This sexual practice has been going on for a thousand or thousands of years. Before, that's a kind of pre... All right, so let's... this morning we listened to Pastor Rodney, who seemed to oppose what is being presented at this time. Let's see if we can take Pastor Rodney just for a few minutes. Just for...
Thank you, listen.
What's your take on what is happening before us, right before us?
Well, Matt, that has been happening for some time now. This matter came up in court probably about a year and a half or 2 years, if my memory serves me right. It's been delayed for quite a few reasons. The fact is, as an association in Dominica, we attempted to be party to the case so we could present our perspective. The judge at the time, in their wisdom, decided that we can't be a party to the case. We can present a brief. And we did that through our attorneys as the Dominica Evangelical Association. But we are not surprised. We are not perturbed. We will not even be surprised if the judge's ruling goes in line with what we have seen happen in some of the countries, although there are one or two countries that have not ruled in favor of that kind of decision. What I think people need to understand, instead of speaking from emotion from both sides, people speak from emotion from both sides, is that what this motion seeks to do is actually, it seeks to force, if you like, a particular lifestyle on the rest of the people. This thing that people say, government must not be in your bedroom. Government has never been in your bedroom. Government has never been in anybody's bedroom. Whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, government don't come to your bedroom, but they don't say you're having that kind of sex, so get out. No, don't do that. No government does that. So this is not about government taking out government in your bedroom. This is not about forcing a particular belief on anybody else. This is about the homosexual community forcing what they believe on everybody else. We see what's happening in the U.S. and Matt, where if a homosexual, if you're a cake maker and a homosexual comes to ask you to make a wedding cake for them, but you are Christian, if you say no, the homosexual takes you to court to compel you to make a cake for a homosexual. That is what this is about. What that is about is homosexuals not want to have sex in the public. Heterosexuals can't have sex in the public. There's a law that prevents us from being nude in the public or from carrying on certain activities in the public, even as heterosexuals. what the homosexual community is moving on doing the world over is forcing people to be homosexual. We are now working on something else that I'll make public in a while. We'll have a press conference on it pretty soon, which is coming to Dominica. It's coming to a school near you, and Dominicans must be very wary of that. That is homosexual community people are infiltrating every segment of society to the point where one of them have said, it's in a public forum, that whether you want it or not, we will get it into your schools and into your children.
It's 1:23. That was just a few remarks from Pastor Rodney this morning. Now, the telephones are blowing up. I know everybody wants to express themselves. Let's see if we can get to a few phone calls, a few voice notes. Let's see.
Matt, all issues that are telling us is that the great battle is on, and that's the battle between right and wrong, good and evil. That is what's happening now. This foolishness of talking about rights and homosexual. But God created Adam and Eve, and nobody can change that and come in a foolishness. And this thing that God created about sex, that's not sex. It's carnal, it's evil. So don't come and tell me that we have to accept rights. This is a whole bunch of baloney. It just tells us that when the end time, God can't be closer than coming, because foolishness about rights and rights. But God created Adam and Eve, and why one want to change that?
No. Here's a question I can only ask to the religious and pastoral leaders there. Matt, isn't Christianity or religion in general imposing their doctrine on people? Let's go to the telephone 125, yes?
Yes, brethren, how are you doing this afternoon?
Yes, I.
Look, Matt. I'm going to drop it on you in a different style.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Peltier, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, follow the money. This is a global agenda. Mash, they tie this. You see this, what you're dealing with right now? They have tied this thing to aid. You know what aid is when countries need assistance and them kind of things? So?
Uh-huh.
We're the big nation.
You're saying that in Dominica's case, that's what it is?
What organization?
Oh, hold on. Are you saying in Dominica's case, that's what it is?
Matt, did not say the word global, Matt. Global. You have NGOs, don't you?
One or two.
Okay, then. You know what NGOs do, Matt? NGOs work in the interest of the people, but sometimes some NGOs work in the interest of government or certain organization or the church. You have all kinds of NGOs.
But did you hear the Prime Minister say that he will not allow this many years ago? So why would you want to tie it with the government, though?
Listen, mm-hmm. there are countries who try to refuse this, and they threaten them with aid. If you're not going to pass this legislation, if you're not going to put this on your books and make it a part of your law, we're not going to give you this, that, and the other. So all I'm saying is...
I'm not saying what you're saying is not true. I'm just saying whether you are almost certain that this is the case in Dominica. That's all I'm asking.
I'm not 100% sure, but it's not far-fetched, Matt. Money walks, money goes all over the world. So if we find out who is putting the bill for the case. Who is behind it? Who are the people? This is what I'm saying. An investigative reporter can look at it, not like that gentleman you play Matthew, because these guys are pirating certain things. They go by the court and they say, well, they don't do investigative reporting. What I'm saying, Matt, it's a global agenda.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Thank you. It's 127 is the afternoon time. Let's see if we can take a few more phone calls. Yes, hello, talk to me.
Matt, about imposing ideologies on people,
mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that the religious zealots reach that level. And, I mean, they will fight wars. They will kill people. We know that in history. But this may not be the case just yet. But we have to watch and see how forceful these people want to get. In relation to the Prime Minister's statement, Matt, I think by now you know that you know Roosevelt's carried good enough that if he needed that vote to stay in power, you know, he would facilitate them rapidly. And that's what it is based on. It's not right now, at the time when he made that statement, he may not have needed them. But if he does need them, you know he would go for it.
So you say he's saying he would change his mind in a heartbeat?
In a heartbeat, Matt. We know that. We all know that.
All right. Good afternoon. That's good afternoon to you, sir. It's 1:28. Talk to me, yes? Hello, yes, are you there?
Yeah, Mr. Pendleton, blessings to you, sir. You there with me?
I'm here.
Your phone seems to be having some problems, Matt.
Anyway. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Pendleton. Yeah, we always know throughout history, as the brother has said, the religion, particularly the Catholic Church, have killed the millions of people that refuse to convert to the faith. The Arabs are doing the same thing with Islam, and, you know, there are a lot of madness in the world, so we understand. And the brother is saying, let us watch to the extent in which they want to go. Matt, there is something they call puberty blockers. Matt, in America, I'm watching that. There is another one, Matt, a special garment from the maybe the waist go up to prevent young children's breasts from growing, because they cannot determine if there is male or female. And there is no research, Matt, to see the impact or to study the impact in which these things can harm those children. So they want to set up places for children to go to get all kind of experimentation done on them without consent and parental consent, Matt. So it's a global agenda. And you know, when America sneezes, Matt, the rest of the world catch a cold. Matt, I want to be quick. Matt, love need nobody to to respond to it with love. All right? Mm-hmm. Love stands alone, Matt. If you love somebody and they don't love you, for you to hate them, you have no love in you because he does not understand love. All right? So with what that is happening, I say that a little side thing, eh, Matt?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, Matt, I am just saying, people are not paying attention to critical things until it is too late. A lot of people are so preoccupied in so many different things, Matt, to survive in this world. It is crucial, you know, Matt. It is serious business, critical business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So things are happening, just like right in Dominica. The country is being rushed into a dictatorship. And a lot of people, you cannot tell that to them because that haven't sinked in. They are not paying attention. First of all, I don't listen to Q95. The other one say, oh, I don't listen to Kyrie. Oh, I don't listen to DBS. Me, I don't watch news. No, that does frustrate me. But we, you know, a lot of people have different reasons to justify basking in their ignorance. So when we see that step there, a movement, an organization, a group taking the government to task having to do with existing laws, removing the Burglary Act or whatever it is, Matt. Matt, that is serious, serious business, and it's in the court. And it's being challenged. I think they isn't there within the rights, Matt?
To challenge, yes, they are
to
within
challenge
the rights.
A matter, the dread.
But we have seen it happen in other countries, you know, so I'm not surprised. And
No, not at all. I'm not so. I know what is going to happen. I know, and the brother said it, based on Roosevelt's carrot. And maybe not mental instability, maybe it is. You cannot depend on nothing that man say. When the convenient moment hits, then all of a sudden he says something else. You just see it, the contradiction. But I'm just saying, I do not want to be too forceful because I cannot do nothing about it with my voice on Q95. Collectively, the people could maybe rise up. But I'm saying, people these days, Matt, it's about compromise. And people, nobody do not want to offend each other if it haven't got something in it for them. So I know they just, that's a walk in the park. They better just let them roam all over the place and making love. And have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. When your leader says back door is our culture, what do you expect? Society accepting homosexuality into law does not make it normal. Most of these gay people are just mentally ill. This is what somebody's saying, huh? It doesn't mean that's a fact. They can't consciously accept themselves, much less for being accepted, for acceptance by others. This is all just sick. That's a WhatsApp message. Let's play a few more voice notes.
Matt, religion has been the greatest divider. Religion has killed more than it has saved. If you listen to whoever called and was talking about, you know, the Christians who went around slaying in the name of Christ, in the name of religion, you know, the persecution and things like this. This is what religion has done. Look at how religion is actually what has kept us where we are in this fight for our freedom post-slavery. Because we still continue to pay attention to what they told us. What they told us, instead of us seeking our own truth. And here we are arguing about sexuality. Here we are arguing about things that's not going to take us to the next level.
And here's a psychologist saying to me how being gay is not a mental illness. Stop it. I'm just shaking my head. That's a professional pointing that out. Okay, so one of the persons who said that it's mental, this psychologist say no, it's not. There are arguments on both sides of the fence. Hello, talk to me. We have to listen. That's reality.
Matt, what's going on, my brother? How you doing?
How you doing, my brother? Long time.
I'm there. Matt, I think Pastor Rodney needs to get to the program. I think what he's doing right now is discriminating. As a pastor, I think he should more try to bring everybody together. He made some points about the teaching. They're going to be teaching your kids gay stuff in school. I mean, we know that kind of nonsense. And I was surprised you didn't really challenge him on that. I mean, does Pastor Rodney have any gay friends? Is Pastor Rodney telling me he's not going to buy an iPhone because Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, is gay? I mean, what is he trying to say? Matt, as a radio host, how do you feel about that? Let us know.
Let me ask you, how do you feel about the subject, though? I mean, generally, what do you think? What do you think?
Matt, I think right now, in the times we live in, I think people want to be free. They don't want the government in their business. It's just like the abortion issue here.
Okay.
They want to be free. And I think...
So allow them to do what they have to do.
Yeah, why not? We're living in a different time. That thing about gay and all that stuff, get over that. All over the world, people getting over it. Get over it in Dominica. I think Pastor Rodney, he should try to embrace that instead of throw... gasoline on the fire.
All right, caller. Thank you. On the telephone, thank you. 1:37 is the afternoon time. We'll take a break. We'll come back in a little while. 449-309-5969-7. Oh, boy. Someone is saying, what is a professional? I agree. What these people are doing, they are mentally ill. How can you be a man and like man, yet want to act like a woman? Hey. and you're a man. Why do you want to be a woman? That's what somebody's asking at this time. How is that not madness in a nutshell, huh? To want to be a woman, you have to be mad. This is what somebody's suggesting, yeah? Some people say they are born like that. They are born like that. So they can't avoid it. Hello, talk to me.
Matt.
Yes, I.
I want you to play Boom Bye Bye in a Batman head for those Batman that talking on the radio.
Well, if you said that in London, they would take you to jail. 4493095. You remember, I think it was One Star who presented that song some time ago, and they actually banned him from getting to that country. Hello, yes? Caller.
Hello, good afternoon.
To you, sir.
Are you aware that about a couple months ago there was an LGBT conference in a hotel close to Sufria?
Yes, I know. At the Jungle Bay, I saw that happening there. Yes, I saw that.
There is more to come.
There is more to come.
Be prepared. There is more to come.
When I saw the gay couples, if you will, having dinner, some people might say there's nothing wrong with that. Hello, yes? They were socializing. Hello, talk to me, yeah? 449-3095. Let's take a call. We have to take a break and go back. Yes? Hello? Hello? Hello, nobody there. Let's try another call. Are you there?
Take my room. Hello?
Yes, sir. Matt. Yes, sir.
This is Jimbo here. You see a guest man?
Yes, I Jimbo.
Let me tell you about it. So what are they doing happening now? They only promote go and bug in Dominica. They only promote what can tell me.
They're saying that the law is illegal, so they're trying to, you know, get it off the books. That's what they're saying.
Matt?
Yes, I'm here. You shout. I'm here, sir. You shouting, I'm not.
What they saying? They don't have gay rights?
They want to.
That is wrong way, but that is where Dominica finish.
Dominica finish.
Anyway, we ready.
All right. They say, based on the facts presented before me, this is unconstitutional. A hearing to challenge through the High Court in Dominica's to repeal the Bugri laws as stated in section 14 and 16 in the laws of Dominica. Hello, yes?
What's up, my Benjamin?
My brother, are you there?
You know where the problem starts?
What's the problem?
The problem starts when we allow someone else to educate us. For instance, if you look at the animal kingdom, do you see the horse following the ways of the lion or the tiger? No, but they live in the jungle together. So when we allow the Caucasian to educate us and we predate them, that's where the problem starts, my brother. I don't have a problem a young man being born with the female tendency. It's natural. They haven't educated us, and it was brought to my attention. What is going on there with a young man being born? Because in our ignorance, we say, oh, if my son born like that, I'm going to beat him. I used to say that when I was in a state of ignorance. But my brethren, if anybody look at that movie with Eddie Murphy, The Golden Child, that child in the movie is not a little boy, it's a little girl. But everyone thought that was a little boy in that movie. So this is where it comes. A male that's born with the female tendency, that child have dual frequency. I mean, some people might not accept it because they have no knowledge of that. Those are special beings. They are not gay.
So what about the little boys that, since they're born, you can see they have female tendencies. What do you do with them? What do you do with them?
That's what I'm saying. This is why our ancestors used to see that their children were born like that. They used to marry them with a woman, with a female, with a masculine tendency. And those two come together. They bring about a golden child, which is called the gatekeepers. because they have dual frequency, both male and female. I don't have that.
So you're saying that they should marry them into with a female? That's what you're saying?
A female with a masculine tendency.
Does that make it right?
That's what. Yeah, the male, the female in that man needs the masculinity in that woman. And that now they bring about a golden child. And that child will now become the gate, like a gatekeeper. But, bro, when we allow someone else to educate us, they're going to label that child gay and those things. Look at our, we had a little, I don't want to get, listen, it's just wrong to educate our children about accepting male and male, female and female. If you want to live your lifestyle like that, I don't have a problem. That is you. But don't bring that to our children. Let them get old and they want to live their life. But don't introduce that to our children.
All right, caller. We're going to take more calls because it's 1:44 already. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes? Talk to me.
Matt?
Yes?
You know the young lady that is in prison in Russia? I don't know how to call her, but she married a woman. She has a wife. They saying she has a wife in America.
Right.
Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say about that one? Because she behaved in male. She walked like a male. She is a male. She married a female.
Well, again, that's her choice, right? 1:44. Oh boy, arguments on both sides, huh? We're going until 2 o'clock. Let's do this and come back.
$3 Plus Megastore is having 3 days month-end sale. 25% off store-wide from Wednesday 28th to Friday 30th of September. Come on down and take advantage of our new goods while stocks last. Visit us today on corner Independence Street and Great Marlborough Street, Roseau. Doors open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Saturday. We can be contacted at 449-9951. It's a beautiful world.
The Dominica Cancer Society will be staging its main fundraising public awareness event, Walk for Cancer Care, under the theme Closing the Care Gap. And it is scheduled to take place on Saturday, 1st October 2022, commencing at 4 p.m. Participants have the option of walking from Massac Point Michelle or Palm Grove to the Wynn Super Export Stadium, where the walk will culminate with a grand closing ceremony. There will be a similar walk in Portsmouth on the 1st of October 2022 from Bellall to Benjamin Peck. T-shirts for the walk are available at the office of the Dominica Cancer Society or from members of the DCS for a mere contribution of $30, which also covers registration. Join us. Help us raise the awareness. Make a contribution. Walk for Cancer Care.
Matt, Dominicans have to make up their minds whether they are truly Christian nation that stand on Christian principles or a secular nation. The Christians have no moral authority as they have allowed gambling, sex out of wedlock, pastors involved in adultery, the purchase and selling of alcohol. These people are a moral contradiction. The reality is whether it is today or tomorrow, Bogri will be repealed. My Dominicans have to make up their minds whether they are truly Christian nation and stand on Christian principles or a secular nation. On the telephone, 1:47, talk to me.
Yeah, Matt, good afternoon, my brother.
My brother, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you, my brother. Matt, yeah, we all have the right to make choices, but you see, the thing about that, Matt, is that you have good choices and you have bad choices. You have right choices and you have wrong choices, Matt. So everybody has the right to make the choice. And I feel like I would even sound stupid to even mention to you that the Bible that we all claim to be believing, especially those of us who profess to be Christians, Catholic, Methodist, Adventist, Pentecostal, Christian Union, you name it, Matt. We all claim to believe that Bible. And that Bible in several cases and instances mentioned to us the danger of that type of relationship. Okay, the consequences of it. Because we need to even ask ourselves on the temporal side, on the secular worldly side, What consequences are there? What dangers are there, health and otherwise, for men and men to be living together, having sexual intercourse? For women and women to be living together and having sexual intercourse? Are there any dangers involving that we should be aware of as a people? Are there any long-term social consequences that we should be aware of, Matt? Because, you see, just like how the law recognizes a legal marriage between a man and a woman, when we continue to go down that road that we are going down there, we, the society, by law, will be forced to recognize a legal marriage between a man and a man, you know. So the same way they're complaining about forcing them against their will, it is the same way through their laws that they are trying to get on the books now, that they will be forcing those people who do not accept their belief, their way of thinking, is the same way they will be forcing them to accept their way of thinking and their belief, Matt. So it's an agenda. Marcus was right, Matt. It is an agenda, Matt. The people who are behind that are usually rich people, people with money, Matt, who are putting that agenda forth. They're in the minority, Matt, but they have a lot of money and they are loud. So they will be in Dominica pushing the case, paying their lawyers big money, pushing up the guy to bring the case to court, because that is how they're going to change the law. Once they get it, they win their case in the law. That is a precedent, a legal precedent set there that has to be changed, because it will be saying that the law, as it is right now, is unconstitutional. So a victory for them would mean a changing of the law with respect to burglarism and homosexuality. So, Matt, it is a serious situation that we are involving in Dominica. It is a satanic agenda, Matt, and we have to call it for what it is, Matt. Yes, people have their choice, mm-hmm. Matt. You have the choice to choose to go to hell if you so feel that is where you want to go. But you want to impose that choice upon me, you know, and others, Matt. And we in Dominica, Matt, we have to be very mindful of those things. And somebody, you mentioned about the Prime Minister saying that he's against that, Matt. Matt, one of the gentlemen who helped the Prime Minister to steal elections, Matt, we saw him on the media the other day. He's a Mr. Husband now, and he's married to another man, you know. So in social circles...
So are you saying you wouldn't be surprised if the Prime Minister changes his mind about that?
Oh, Matt, by no means, Matt. The Prime Minister probably has already changed his mind, Matt, and is probably behind that, encouraging that case there in court and hoping that the gay people get their way in the court so that we can have to change the law. But, Matt, the Prime Minister have a lot of contacts in Barbados. You know, Barbados, the capital of that type of activity.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much. 151. Somebody says here in the WhatsApp, Matt, a lot of gay men have joined the priesthood in the Catholic Church to hide their sexual orientation and pray their sins away. It is clear that there are folks who are born as they are and those who are experimental and introduced by environment. The point is, it is based on religion and sex. If it is based on religion or sex, then fornication and adultery should be made illegal. The personal choices individuals make with each other would not be criminal if they are not infringing on anybody's life. Let God, I repeat. The church has nothing, too much hypocrisy. Stealing, lying, lust, hatred, jealousy are all immoral according to religion. This is an example of where religion and social laws intersect. I wish we could continue for the entire afternoon. I know the telephones are just ringing out the place. Let's see if we can take this phone call and make it short, because we just have about 6 more minutes. Say hello, yes.
Matt, good afternoon, Eustace Marshall there. Matt, let me tell you.
Tell me.
Matt, before anything, we must do good if we want to see God, right?
Right.
Or if we want to talk about God, we have to do good. So whatever people do, I think their good will expose them in whatever good way it is. And if it's bad, their bad will expose them in whatever bad way. I mean, we continue to make that something that we are not seeing it is in our faces. It is in our faces, in our homes. And some of us walk on the street, pretend like it's not there.
And I just want people to know is how you manage yourself and you manage that whole thing around you. It's going to be there. We can't take it off. It was low-key before. It was not that open before. But right now, Matt, it's just in the air. And what you have to do, Matt, is just take good care of yourself, Matt, and just know who you are, where you are, where you stand, and let your God be your guide, Matt. The good that you do is the God that you will have in you. God bless you, Matt.
God bless you, too. It's 1:53 in the afternoon. 1:53 in the afternoon. Let's take another phone call. The arguments on both sides of the fence. Hello, yes? Everybody's sticking to their point.
A few seconds, Matt.
Yes, you have a few seconds.
Matt, what I am saying, to see evil and identify it, is to see how forceful people can be to have the rights to manifest in evil. So many other laws that are hindering or preventing us from doing many things. We are not asking for the laws to be repealed, but on a global scale, there is an advocacy to decriminalize homosexuality. Matt, do you think if it was a good thing, people would go have gone deaf, dumb, and blind on it, and they would just say, well, you know, the environment to hell with it. Everything else to hell with it. Why the advocacy? It's a, how they call it, a family planning, Matt. More men and women that engage in same-sex marriage. By 2003, they say the world will have 8 billion people. It has 7 billion and plus. You think the globalists are joking? Give all your chance. I don't know, they say nothing yet.
Good afternoon to you, Matt. My Heavenly Father says it's an abomination. You can paint it. Powder, or paint it in powder, powder it, cream it. It is an abomination. Marriage is between a man and a woman, nothing else. I hope I can get to talk to the lawyer sometime next week, Miss Kara Schillingford, representing the group. And maybe why, just ask a question there, why she decided to, she's a top lawyer, a rising star, why did she take the case on? Hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt.
Yes.
Don't you know in America they are asking for bestiality now? When you see they gain the law of buggery, then they're asking for bestiality. Is it that we want in Dominica?
Well, the court will decide. The court will decide, huh? Matt Peltry has no control over that. Based on what is happening there, in what has happened in Cuba, in Antigua, in St. Kitts, I wouldn't be surprised if they get their way. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Whittling to confound those who are strong. No matter what, and it is so surprising that people are even educated there. I don't have a R-A-T rap, but there are people who are educated. And still the Bible says, come into knowledge, but never come into the knowledge of God. And when you forget, people, that is saying, when you forget to put God in it or retain God, I'm saying again, in Romans 1 tell you that, and in the book of Genesis 18 tell you that. In the book of Numbers tell you that. That is what happened to us. But you see people saying, God made us that and that. But I have beard like a man. I have beard and maybe have a hormone thing. But that doesn't qualify me to do something wrong and say that it is how it is. It why it is why because you want to be what you want to be. That's all it is about.
All right, thank you. Matt, do you think of the following? Let me see if I can kind of read that there. A lot of information. All the married men, think of the following. All the married men on the down low. All the men who have anal sex with the women are on the down low. All the single men who have sex with both men and women. Also, it's not Catholic, the Catholic Church alone. You mean to tell me that no one hears of all the evangelical pastors who are involved in boggers? All the arrived pastors in the United States, even in Dominica, are involved in boggery? Research has shown that a lot of the men who are vile against gays are on the down low and doing their business underneath. I said this afternoon to one staff member, yes, they fish in the deep blue sea and don't fish on shallow waters. That's the best way now to say it, huh? Research has shown that a lot of men who are against are on the down low and doing their business underneath. Footballers, basketballers, sportsmen, musicians are all underneath. Good afternoon, Matt. The whole world has become a hell of debauchery. We need another Noah event. Time to push the reset button, huh? And let's take our final call and we wrap it up for DigiSal. Hello, talk to me.
Hello, yeah, me clearly, Matt.
Very, very clearly, we have to go.
Yes, Matt, yeah, quickly. Mm-hmm. Now, Matt, even if the court, you say that's up to the court in a previous engagement you had, you said that's up to the court to decide.
Well, that's...
But the thing is, even if the court decides, the people still have the power over the court to revoke it. The people that have the power.
But they have to go back to the court. The court has
people have the power over the court.
Let me tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying, because we have seen it happen in St. Kitts, Cuba, Antigua, so there's already precedence. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah. But what I'm saying, is it in effect in St. Kitts already?
To a certain extent, I think it is. Antigua just had that case in recent times. Cuba, same case, almost similar. So I won't be surprised if they get their way. I may be wrong, but I won't be surprised if they get their way. That's all I'm saying, okay? All right. In recent times, we saw the Prime Minister's advisor getting married to a man. And the Prime Minister said in recent times, buggery and homosexuality will never be on the books. Well, we'll wait and see what happens. Dominic, it's time for the DigiSal Hour. We're going to do this and we'll come back tomorrow. I will keep following the big story there in Florida. Hundreds may be dead. We'll get the full story. Tomorrow is Friday. We go.